was gonna get his laptop fixed, but Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna show all them dick pics, but Hunter got high. He should have let Hillary bleach his whole hard drive. Yeah, Hunter got high. Hunter got high.
Row, row, we got some salty bitches over here at Yahoo Entertainment. Fuck you, you're about to be the BuzzFeed of the internet, I guess. I'm not quite sure. Anyway, here you've got, right after Joe Biden demanded from the mainstream media prostitutes at his White House Correspondents' Dinner fealty, he said, hey, stop saying bad stuff about me, like I'm losing in all of these swing states, and stop telling everybody that I got dementia and I walk like I shit myself. How dare you? Blah, 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 a threat to democracy. I'm telling you to choose sides. Right after he did that, wow, you got Afro Man coming out of nowhere, by the way. Holy balls. Feeling like 2003 again, boys. And he makes a diss track? I don't know. I'm so white. I'm completely out of it. I have no idea. A diss track? Really? We're going to call this a diss track? Afro Man from, he was going to go to work, but then he got high. Fame. Again, that song was just, it really hit the zeitgeist, I guess, at the time. And now he has brought it back, and he has reworked it to make fun of Hunter Biden. And holy balls, Yahoo's all pissed off. Take this down right now. Take this off of the internet. We'd like to speak to the manager of the Inner Zones, Afro Man. He's an Uncle Tom. He's a race traitor. Look at him. How dare him. Get back on the Democrat plantation. Don't you know that the Republicans are racisms? What? We're not demanding anybody doing it. What the hell? All of the white chicks who work for Yahoo Entertainment are demanding that the black dude get back on the Democrat plantation. Dumb bitches. Anyway, here's Yahoo Entertainment. Holy fuck. Let's make Yahoo Entertainment web crawler, boys. Afro Man makes sad pivot to conservative hip hop with Hunter Got High diss track. It's hilarious, by the way. The song's hilarious. How could you be upset at this song? It's fucking hilarious. Oh, that's right. You could be upset about it. Because the entire point of the mainstream media industrial complex, in coordination with big tech, of course, over here, this legacy big tech, old fucking rotten limp tech over here, is to protect a sad old criminal goofball who shits himself. Can't even walk off a motherfucking helicopter without all of his aides with AIDS scrambling to protect everybody from noticing. Motherfucker shuffles like he shit all over the place. That's your job. Your job is to protect these fucking goofballs. And they need all the protection that they can get, which is fucking weird. It's weird how much protection that they need, considering that there's 81 million voters. There are 81 million voters? Well, I mean, there's 81 million votes. Don't question it, though, or you'll be arrested. Because questioning elections is only allowed if you're a Democrat. Anyhow, is that what we're doing over here? You're mad at Afro Man? Why would you even make an article about this? Oh, that's right, because the song's tearing shit up. that's hilarious. So now they're trying to get out in front of it and say, oh my gods, is don't listen to Afro Man's, or you might be a Blonald Blump supporting racist terrorist insurrectionist. Fuck you. How about that? I listen to Afro Man while I commit climate atrocities. How about that? Stupid bitches. Afro Man makes sad pivot, boys. Oh, no. The post Afro Man makes, Afro Man said it himself in 2022. He needs money. Who doesn't need money? Who doesn't need money? By the way, Yahoo Entertainment, are you saying that the economy's not great? This is supposed to be the strongest economy of all time. Are you denying that? Seems like you should be arrested. Afro Man said it himself in 2022, he needs money, which must be one of the reasons why he's making a pivot to conservative politics with his new single, Hunter Got High, a Hunter Biden-themed remix of Because I Got High. Released via Basta Records, a conservative music company, making its first venture into a political satire with the single Hunter Got High. To be frank, is lame. Ha ha ha, God. I'm glad that you find it lame. I'm glad that a bunch of washed up whores at Yahoo Entertainment don't like this song. Everything that you guys like is fucking stupid. You dumb idiots are telling me you gotta watch the Batwomans. Oh my God, we can't get a Batwoman season 4 because you're racist. Fuck you. Oh my God, Ziz, the Eternals is so great. Nobody watched that. Nobody watched the fucking Eternals. Oh my God, Ziz, can't wait to see a black Captain America with Falcon fucking wings. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Fuck you. Your taste is shit, scumbags. This song is the tits. It's hilarious. It's on point. And again, you're watching people from the cultural sphere leaving the Democrat shitbag party, and you guys are all pissed off about it. That's what's going on over here. You got a black dude singing a song making fun of Hunter Biden that's catchy, funny, and massages the member berries, and you're concerned about it because you need all the fucking protection that you can get for that illegitimate dipshit with dementia and a penchant for kid-flavored fucking ice cream, you weirdos. So go fuck yourself, Yahoo Entertainment, you scumbags. Anyway, thank you guys so much for watching the video. Support and channel. You want to be kept up to date with the out-of-touch big tech media industrial complex and the douchebags riding for it. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.